Hare Krishna. So Krishna, in the previous verse, he spoke about those people who have their intelligence, mind, faith and refuge fixed on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they are marching towards liberation. So now Krishna, in the next section, is going to talk about the different qualities that these great personalities have. So let's discuss the first quality. In shloka number 18, a very important shloka. Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gavihastini shuni chaiva swapake cha panditah samadarshinah. So here it's very nicely given. Vidya vinaya sampanne. So we are talking about the humble sages, we are talking about the brahmanas, the panditas. So this pandita, or a humble sage, who has got very nice knowledge, vidya. Vidya vinaya sampanne. So vinaya basically means the humbleness or gentleness. Brahmane gavi hastini. So brahmane means a brahmana. Gavi means a cow. Hastini means elephant. Shuni. Shuni means a dog. And Shvapake basically means a dog eater. So what does a pandita do? What does this humble sage do? Samadarshinaha. He sees all of them with equal vision. So this is a very nice shloka to understand. What is equal vision all about? How come a transcendentalist gets equal vision to such varied category of people and varied category of species? Let's get deeper into the shloka. A Krishna conscious person does not make any distinction between species or castes. How come? What is the background of this? Is given here. The Brahmana and the outcast may be different from the social point of view, or a dog, a cow, and an elephant may be different from the point of view of species, but these differences of body are meaningless from the viewpoint of a learned transcendentalist. This is due to their relationship to the Supreme, for the Supreme Lord, by his plenary portion as Paramatma, is present in everyone's heart. A transcendentalist who is on the spiritual platform is seeing the super soul in each and every body. Be it a human body, be it some animal body, be it some insect body, be it any body, be it any species basically. He's able to make out one thing, that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna, is there in each and everyone's heart. And Lord Shri Krishna confirms this in 15th chapter, 15th verse of Bhagavad Gita. He says, Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishtah. I'm there in everyone's heart. He confirms, reconfirms this in 18th chapter, 61st shloka. Ishvara sarva bhutanam riddhesha arjuna tishthati. He is saying that I'm there in each and everyone's heart. So a transcendentalist, a spiritualist who has come to a certain level in spiritual realization, he sees Paramatma in each and everyone's heart, equally situated. So Paramatma is always there in each and everyone's heart. A very, very important point, you know, to meditate on. Then it's given here, as far as the bodies are concerned in different castes or different species of life, the Lord is equally kind to everyone because he treats every living being as a friend and yet maintains himself as Paramatma regardless of the circumstances of the living entities. Lord as Paramatma is present in all of them. Now, one thing is very nice to understand here. How merciful the Supreme Personality of Godhead is. Just try to understand this. Now here, when it comes to Paramatma, he is there in each and every body, as we said. He is there in a body of a Brahma also. And he is there in the body of a worm in the stool as well. Now Brahma does not leave the living entity. He's always there with the living entity. Soul and super soul are always together. Super soul never leaves the soul. That is, Paramatma never leaves us. It doesn't matter which body we are entering in. He's always there with us as a friend. Always. So that's what, you know, is given here. That Lord is equally kind to everyone. He's equally kind. He does not make any distinction. Why so? Because he treats every living being as a friend and yet maintains himself as Paramatma. So he's there always as an eternal well-wishing friend. Because a friend is the one who is always there No, with the other one. So this friend is always there in different bodies. Always there. And more importantly, he's not just acting as a friend. He is Paramatma. Paramatma, basically, he does two important functions. Upadrishta, he oversees the activities of the living entity. And Anumanta, he sanctions the desire of the living entities. So we have discussed this elaborately in the previous videos. So, he is that great personality who does not make any distinction. He does not see, oh, he's a Brahmana, oh, he's a dog eater. Doesn't see all that. He's there as Paramatma in both the personalities' hearts. The bodies are material productions of different modes of material nature. But the soul and the super soul within the body are of the same spiritual quality. So this point is very nice to understand. Bodies might be different. Externally, the structure might be different. Maybe human beings have two hands and two legs. But a quadruped may have four legs. And there might be a centipede which has got so many legs. We cannot count also. So many legs are there. And birds, they have wings. And some reptiles, they don't have even legs. They just crawl. So externally seeing, each and every body is different. But then a spiritualist, or the one who is on the transcendental platform, on the spiritual platform, who has achieved that platform by the mercy of the Lord through his sadhana, through his daily spiritual practice, what he sees is not the body. He sees, oh, in this particular body, there are two spiritual entities. The spirit soul, Jivatma, and the super soul, Paramatma. Look at the vision. Look at the vision of a spiritualist. So it is said that only a spiritualist can have equal vision. Because only a spiritualist is able to make out how equal the Paramatma is. Equally disposed to everyone. Here it, very nicely it's given here. The similarity and the difference between the soul and super soul. Very important to understand. The similarity in the quality of soul and super soul, however, does not make them equal in quantity. For the individual soul is present only in that particular body, whereas the Paramatma is present in each and every body. The similar characteristics of the soul and super soul are that they are both conscious, eternal, and blissful. But the difference is that the individual soul is conscious within the limited jurisdiction of the body, whereas the super soul is conscious of all bodies. The super soul is present in all bodies without distinction. So it's a nice difference to understand. One of the things which I have not discussed in our Shloka Day videos. So soul, Atma, is there in one body. Now it is conscious of the current body. What is happening in this body, the Atma will be conscious. But then, what is happening in the other body, it will not know. Yes, so this is very clear. But then when it comes to Paramatma, he is there in each and everyone's heart. So he knows very well what is happening in this body. He also knows very well what is happening in that person's body. He also knows very well what is happening in that person's body. So in this way, Paramatma is there in each and every body and he is conscious of every single body or every single thing that exists in this entire creation. But when it comes to a living entity, the Chutku Atma that we are talking about, that is ourselves, we are just conscious of this body. In fact, at times, you know, when a person goes to the doctor, what does he tell? Doctor, can you please tell me what is happening to me? This also goes on to say that Atma is not fully conscious of the body also. It does not know what is happening in the body. So in this way, we understand the difference between Atma and Paramatma, soul and super soul. Soul has got limited jurisdiction, that is only this body. And even the understanding is not complete. And consciously, you know, it is not very, very complete because it does not know everything that is happening in the body. But then Paramatma is conscious of each and every body that is present in the entire creation. That's why we say, right, Paramatma connection. So here one person is desiring something and the other person is getting that thing and fulfilling the desire. How come? Paramatma, he is knowing the desire and he connects to the other person. So it's called as Paramatma connect. Now that is there. So in this way we understand that Atma and Paramatma, soul and super soul, they might have same quality. They both are what? They both are spiritual entities. Spiritual means what? Sat, Chit, Ananda. Sat means eternal. Chit means full of knowledge, and Ananda means fully blissful. So they both have this quality, but then when it comes to their jurisdiction, oh, it's very, very greatly, very, very different, greatly different. And finally, so it is said that a Krishna conscious person has full knowledge of this, and therefore he is truly learned and has equal vision. So he's truly learned. He knows the truth as it is. He's seeing the truth as it is. And after seeing all this, tell me who can be proud? Who sees the super soul in each and everyone's heart and who understands the magnanimity of super soul, the greatness of the super soul? How can such a person become proud? So such a person will become humble. Vinaya. Vinaya sampanne. Vidya Vinaya sampanne. So here, you know, it very nicely suits. This particular title very nicely suits the person. Vidya Vinaya Sampanne. So after speaking this quality, now Krishna wants to highlight more qualities of such self-realized souls. So let's see some of them in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.